Hi everybody, this is Cecilia and I'm going to be with you for the next hour. Here we have Olivia who's going to talk about, who's going to give us a broad, like a glimpse of the Chinese way of living in shared flat, right?
Yeah, hello everyone. Actually, I want to have a simply introduce for my topic first. It's very easy to understand group renting. It is no clear boundaries, no private space. The people, they have to share space and accept others' habits living together.
You're talking about the way Chinese people live in shared flat, right?
Yes.
So, and again, have you ever lived in a shared flat in China? What's the condition over there and what's your position about that?
Yes, why I want to do this, the opportunities, is in this summer break, I back to China and visiting my friends who living with other strangers. It is almost 8 people living together in a ground space. And this is really shocking me, as for me, it's very terrible experience.
In because which terms?
Because we are not choose to living in that place like with others to sacrifice our personal space. Okay. Yes. I choose to live with her for 3 nights because you know it's very long time you know see her and she's my best friend. So I chose to here for 3 nights to experience that, and I only want to say it's terrible because we have to share toilet with others, and that's very noisy night, and I can't sleep very well. You know, we all live in university accommodations.
Here in London, you mean?
No, I mean when I was in university.
Okay.
And it is better than living here. Because, you know, university students, we are students, not the strangers.
Sure. So you're trying to make a comparison between the way of living in shared flat in China and the way of living in shared flat in London.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Cool. And what's the purpose of this project? What do you want? Do you want to raise awareness? Do you want to, like, investigate that and bring in those notions to us in England?
You know, because, you know, in China, it's a very popular trend is that more and more young people to choose to find the better development in big cities. So they, for the economic reason, they have to choose the cheap apartment, even some of them are in illegal condition.
Okay.
Yes. So
you're saying that every day way more people are moving to big cities and then the conditions they have to live with are bad due to the cheap apartment, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then again, what are you trying to do with your project? Are you trying to depict the situation, try to find a solution for that?
I was thinking, what can we do for this situation? I think it's not only about to raise awareness, but also bring them some particular benefits. My direction is to explore the particular psychological people in group renting, a relatively popular form of residence in China. Certainly, this form is not only popular in China, but also in UK. Which I will do some deep research later. And behavior that's caused, I will probe into a negative effect. For example, the noisy interference and the isolate of the tenant and the psychological burden and the pressure they have through the way of interviewing and filming people who have this experience or who are in this condition. People choose group renting mainly for economic comforts. They are constrained into living in that to sell money. But I have to admit that just to raise people's perception and opinion to this phenomenon, which may be of help in solve their problems in third degree. So I try to find the small aspect in my research, like through some method to visualize the problems For example, through interview with tenants and the landlords, and combine some description from their life stages, and I put into illustration in architecture form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So far, you've been talking about students. Do you think it's a problem also related to workers, or just students are affected by that?
I think it's not just in students. In our young generation, I mean, including the workers.
I see.
Yeah.
And do you think your kind of communication should be shaped on the target? Like, do you think you should have two different ways or tone of voices if you're talking with students or with the workers?
Actually, I'm not especially to choose students or the workers. Both of them I interview.
Okay.
And they're all my interviewee. Yeah.
So you mainly interviewed students, right?
No, not just the students.
Okay,
and
great.
The workers as well. Yeah.
Nice. I think it's a bold project.
Actually, I don't want to be very bold, because this is very common in younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we are a student, so our friends are most students.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. So most of us, my interviewees is student, but I want to interview who are workers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about your drawer. And what's inside? What did you put inside your drawer?
My drawer, I put my illustration inside. The illustration I visited in China, my friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in architecture form, in from my eyes. And I also put two disposable camera inside.
Mm-hmm.
Because I descripting some disposable cameras in China this winter break, and I gave the cameras for around six people and around 1 week. Then I recorded the cameras.
So you gave the cameras to a few people.
Let them record their daily lives in that apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I will do the same things in UK as well.
Okay.
In the next term.
How many people have you gave your camera?
I'm not sure. It's around 6 to 8.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, it's
and
the same
when
in
are
China.
You gonna receive the pictures?
Yes, you
when,
you
like
will.
In,
maybe next month.
Okay.
Yes,
that's really interesting.
Yeah, and
are
also some short interview.
Okay,
yes.
That's really nice. And which kind of feedbacks are you predicting to have? Like, have you asked them to take those pictures in a specific place of the house, or like,
no,
or to record something specific?
Actually, no, because I just told them you can just take something you feel uncomfortable in that space.
Nice.
And it's very randomly.
Okay.
It's very,
so it's like a provocating action, right? Like,
yes, yeah,
it's a way to raise awareness about the conditions. That's nice, cool. And yeah, so like, how is this picture will feed your illustrations? Do you think the medium you will bring forward is the illustration one, or you're more oriented in towards the pictures?
I think I will put these two things together.
Mm-hmm.
Illustration form is very important platform for me to show the whole things. If I take pictures by myself, I think it's very limited to show the things.
Mm-hmm.
If I use the illustration, you can see more possibilities inside. And
okay.
And I will use disposable cameras by themselves, by their eyes to
so
show
you're
the
gonna
things.
Keep bring this project like following two directions. One is the one where you investigate, and
yes.
The other one is the one where you think about a possible solution, right?
Yes, yes.
Cool,
yes,
and
sir.
Can the illustration feed the solution field?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So you think the illustration can be a possible solution? You can use the medium.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, thank you very much, Olivia.
Nice.
And
you're
it's been really nice. We are
thank
all look
you.
Forward to see your pictures and illustrations, and the next one is gonna be Gina.